sweetest friend, we are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw in the previous shiur that by Kiddushin and by Alma Ivriya, you must give the entire dinner, and it's not enough to just give a pruta to make the kinyan, and then the rest will be a chov. And we try to understand why this is, and we said one reason is because the kinyan by Masu Matan, by Mamanis, is a Hascholas HaMaisa. The Kenyan by Dine Mamanis is the Gemiras Das. So since the Iker is the Gemiras Das and the Maisa Kenyan is only in order to create this Gemiras Das, or to show that you have Gemiras Das, so therefore the mice isn't as important. So a partial mice is enough, so partial payment is enough. And that's why you have a Ravon Keneged Kulo Kona, just giving a partial payment is enough to acquire the whole thing, and the rest is a chov. So by Mamanis, that's Cholos HaMais is Kona, but by Kiddushin, where there's a halach of Maisa, Hascholos HaMais is not enough, and we have to give the entire value in order that there should be Kinyan Kesef here, and Mikzas Piron is no good. There has to be an entire Piron, because here the Maisa is the Iker, so you have to have a proper Maisa. By Mamanis, the Maisa isn't the Iker, the Gemiras Das is the Iker, and therefore partial Maisa is enough to make the Kinyan. Another reason why Nesinas Mikzas Shivui, paying partially, is not good by Kiddushin, is as follows, that it would appear that Sharish Hadin, the root of the Halacha, that Tchilas Piron is effective, because a Ravon Keneged Kulo Hukone, because Rav Metzia Memches Amid Beis, that giving a partial payment acquires the whole thing, that is because he could be Kone corresponding to what he paid, and through that there is a Shem Maisa Kinyan. It is called an act of acquisition when he gives this money, and with this Maisa Kinyan he's Kone the whole thing. And it could be even more, that since the Kenegdo, in other words, you're paying partially for the item, that part of the item for which you're paying is not misuyim, it's not specific, and every part could be that kinegdoi, therefore it's considered a maisa kinyan ala kol v'kone kulo, and memeli you pay the rest later. Lefiza b'kiddushin she'ein erov and yochol liknos kinegdo, by kiddushin where partial payment could not be kone Kineged, that in other words, if you pay part of the payment, you are not kona part of the item. Why not? Because there's no musag of being kona part of the item by Kiddushin. My mom is there is. You be kona part of the item, and like we just said, that each part can theoretically be that part. So therefore, the Erovin is kona kineged kulo. But by Kiddushin, enkas hadavar, because ain't other makadish chatzi isha. Right? We know the Gemara in Ketav Zayin, that the isha v'loi chatzi isha. So there's no such thing as a Erovin liknois kinegdo. And therefore, a Ravon is not effective. By Amma as well, even by Amma, Miktsas Piroin is not going to be effective. You also can acquire part of the Amma. And therefore, you have to give Kol Dmei HaMekach B'Kinyana. So by Mamanis, you can give a partial payment. Since partial payment works for part of it, and Mela works for the whole thing, and then the rest you pay later. And by Kiddushin and by Amma, there's no such thing as paying part of the item, and therefore partial payment doesn't work, and you have to pay the whole thing. So it emerges that hein be Kiddushin vehein be Amma, afilu she besherish hadin, lo tzrichim din or le'etzem ha'kinyin. Besherish din Amma and Kiddushin, like the Minchas Chinuch wanted to claim, that you do not require a dinner for the etzem ha'kinyin. What do you require? You require a dinner for the psikas hashivui. That you say that this Kiddushin is going ultimately to be a dinner, that this acquire acquisition of the Yom Ivriya, just like we saw when you buy with a shtar, she also goes out with Giron Kesef, according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya. How does that work? The answer is, it's a Giron of the Dmei Mekach, or the Shivui, of what you ultimately pay for her, or her value. But it's not for the actual Maisa Kinyan, because the Maisa Kinyan was with a shtar. So it's not that you're being Megareya, you're deducting from the Maisa Kinyan, because the Maisa Kinyan wasn't with Mamanis Bechlal. So, according to that, you see that by Amma, all you need is Psikas Shivui, you need to say that this is going to be worth a certain amount. In other words, she is worth a certain amount, or the acquisition is going to be a certain amount. But to actually make the acquisition, the Minchas Chinuch said that giving a prut is enough. But now we're saying no, that to make the actual acquisition, you have to give the whole thing on the spot. Why? Because even though me'ikar adin ein achinami, for the etzem akinyan, all you need is psikas shivui, because again, the kedushin is derived from amevri, I say the same din. Nevertheless, befoal, a dinner is required, even for the kinyan, because there's no such thing by oma and by kedushin as buying part of the item. The only way partial payment works is if you could buy part of the item. Because in this way, there's already a maisa kinyan that's chal on the partial payment. And also that partial payment can go on every part. And the mela, it works for the whole thing, and then you pay the rest later, but the kinyan's already made now. But by oma and by isha, where there's no such thing as a partial kinyan, memela, even though all you need for the etzem kinyan is psikas hashivui, but before all, you need to actually pay the whole price, because there's no such thing as making a partial acquisition, so therefore the partial payment is not going to make the kinyan on the whole thing. So with this yisod, Morenu Hagon Rosh HaYeshiva, Reb Chaim Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explains a number of things, but I'm hoping that we get to that in a future shiur. But right now we are going to skip to the end of his Torah, and we're going to say as follows: that Al Kol Panim Nimtzeinu LeMeidim Together Din Dinner LeBei Shama Yehuda Psikas Hashivu V'Dimei Mekach Boi Shiyad Dinner U'Kamin Chaschinu Chanal Ela De Pekidushin V'Chein Oma Boi Liten Kol Psika. So it emerges that Together of the Din Dinner LeBei Shama is Psikas Hashivu. You say that this acquisition is going to be worth this amount. And how much is that amount? A dinner. So they have to agree that it's going to be at least a dinner, like the Minchas Chinuch. But by Kedushin and by Amma, you have to give the whole psika, whatever you decided you have to give. Because there's no din of a Rav and Koine, Keneged Kula Ku Koine. So now we can explain why, according to Beis Shammai, Shavet Pachos Midinner doesn't work, even though maybe it's Shavet Dinner B'Modai. Farvos Nisht. Shepashel Shebimchirish Loyosub Psikas Domim Lehedya Lashilim Domim Bistam. Hare Apsika Hikafima Shinosan Domim. That it's Pashut that when you talk about a sale, that they didn't do Psikas Domim, they didn't establish a price explicitly, but rather he just paid Domim. The Psika, the establishment of the price, is based on what he gave as money. And with this, it would appear Pashut that even according to Shmuel, who is concerned that what it's worth in Madai, maybe in Madai it's worth more, and therefore she's Mekudeshes if he gives her a date here. Maybe it's worth a prut in Madai and she's Mekudeshes. But Psikas Hadomim Tluya B'Mekoymoi V'Shaitai. The establishment, the setting of the money is talui b'makoyma v'shaita, meaning that if he gave b'dmei ha-mekach chefetz ha-shave kach v'kach kan u'b'modai shave yoyser hare ha-psika hirakshel ha-shivui d'kan v'ein atluya klal v'mashe shav v'mokom acher v'zeh bar. So even according to Shmuel, who's worried about who's concerned with what is worth in Madai, the establishment of the price is dependent on what the price is here. So if he gave, instead of money, he gave an object that's worth a certain amount, and a Madai it's worth more, so the psika, when you say how much this transaction cost, what was the price, that's lefi hashivui shel kan, that's lefi hashivui of here, and it's not talui what it's worth elsewhere. V'nimtza shebimekadesh bepachos midinner after shavet dinner b'modai mekom kom psikas hashivui he shall pachos midinner shuri tli b'mekoyim v'shaita. So again, when you give money, the psika, if you didn't make an actual psikas domim, how much is going to be worth, and you just gave money, so how much is this when you say the price of this transaction. It's going to be based on what it's worth here. That's a davar pashut, that's a davar barur. Now what it's worth in Madai. Now, so if you're mekadesh bepachos midiner, so even if it's shava diner b'madai, nevertheless, the psikas hashivui is on less than a diner, because it's tliya b'makoyim avishaita, and memela she's not mekudeshes. And that you're poireya the psika, you pay this psika. Again, being poisek dami means to establish the price. So you are paying off the price that you established with a shavat dinner. Why is it called a shavat dinner? Because with regard to the value of the chayfetz, it is judged as being equal to a dinner because it's worth that much. In Madai, that's not enough for us. The fact that when you gave the money, when the man gave the money, that's considered psikas hashivui. So psikas hashivui is less than a dinner. Now, the fact that the priyas hashivui, the priyas chov or whatever you want to call it, the actual payment is considered a dinner. As you consider this a dinner, that it has a value of a dinner because it's worth that in Monday. But in the actual psika, how much is this transaction going for? It's less than a dinner, because that's determined by here. The only thing you can go to Monday for is to say, okay, but now the actual payment is worth more. But the psika determining what the payment is based on what you gave here. The actual payment that you gave could be considered worth more because it's worth more in Monday, but that's not enough by Kiddushin. Why? Because the psika is pachos midiner. And according to Beis Shammai, we require that the etzem psika should be of a dinner. According to Beis Shammai, you have to be posek a dinner. There has to be an established price of a dinner. And what's the established price? The amount that he gave her, what it's worth here. Not only that, but since the psika is on a pachos mishava dinner, whatever he gives her is considered pachos mi dinner. And it's not even a piron. Originally we said it's a piron of a shiva of a dinner, because it's worth a dinner elsewhere. But now we're saying even that's not true. It's considered less than a dinner. How do you see that? We find by Ribbis in Bava Metzia and of Samachay Amar Aleph that Abaye says, Haima de masik zuze de ribisa v'chavrei kaz lichit yarba grivi. When you establish a price and you say you're going to give a zuz worth of ribis to your friend, and chitim are going 4 sa'ah at a zuz in the shuk, and you give 5 sa'ah, when you take it away from him, you remove ribis from the person who received ribis, we take away 4 sa'ah, and the 5th sa'ah he was just making the price cheaper for him. He was like giving him a gift. But that's not really part of the ribbis. The ribbis is the 4. Why is the ribbis the 4? Because he promised him a zuz. And a zuz means 4 sa'ah. So since that was the established price, what he gave him, we consider what he gave him is only going to be what you can buy for a zuz. And that's 4. And we say that the 5th was a gift, because once you're posek, that the piron is going to be based on the psika. So if the piron was, the psika was for a zuz is for a sa, so the 5th is just considered a gift. So Rava argues with Abaye, we always pass him like Rava, right? But there, the reason is for a different reason, it's a side reason, because meikara, it came b'tares ribis, so therefore we take it away, but self. And because self, he's nene from ribis if he takes the chitim, because it came b'taras ribis. But Rava is mode that b'taras piron hapsika, that paying off the actual, what they decided is only considered 4. 4 sa'ah, not 5. Because that was the price they decided on. They decided on a zuz. So you have to go on what a zuz is going for. The psika was on a zuz, and memela, when we look at the piron, we say the piron is also going to be a zuz worth, which is 4 sa'ah. See here also, they made the psika on a dinner. So if he gives less than a dinar here, they made, excuse me, the psika on less than a dinar. So if he gives less than a dinar, we don't say, oh, maybe elsewhere it's worth more. Because since the psika was on pachos mi dinar, we also say that the piral is going to be less than a dinar. So here it's worth taka less than a dinar. And the psika was less than a dinar, so we have to go along with the fact that it's going to be considered less than a dinar, as per the original psika. So the piron has to shim with the psika, if it can. So here it does, because here he said psika of less than a dinar. When he gives it, we consider it less than a dinar, not what it's worth elsewhere. So two things. Again, if you're the reason, according to Abaye, according to Beishamai, we're not choshish that it's shove dinner b'madai, that if you give less than a dinner, then it's worth more than a dinner, then that it's worth a dinner in madai, and therefore she's mekudeshes misafik. Why is there no such chash? Because when you give money and you weren't establishing a price at the outset, the price that's established is what it's worth here. So, by Kiddushin, when he gives her this item and it's worth less than a dinar, that's considered psika on less than a dinar. Because as far as the psikas hashivui goes, the psikas hashivui is not on what it's worth elsewhere. The psikas hashivui isn't what it's worth here. And here it's worth less than a dinar. And we said that by Kiddushin, you need psikas hashivui of a dinar. It can't be less than a dinner, so it doesn't matter that you were parea a dinner because it's worth more elsewhere, because elsewhere it has a higher value. Now we could take it there, we can use it there, whatever it might be. That's already a sugi itself, but the pre-piron might be of a dinner, but that's not enough for us, because by kedushin we need that the psikas hashivui should be a dinner, and that's determined what the price is here. And in addition, you can't even say the piron was a dinner, because the piron is based on the psika. If the psika was for less than a dinner, and here it's worth less than a dinner, it's getting less than a dinner. Like by ribis, that if you made a psika of ribis of a zuz worth, and then you gave five sa'as of wheat, which is one sa'a more than a zuz is worth, you say that the last one was a gift. It's not ribis. It's nothing to do with the loan. Since the psika was bezuz, so then the value he's giving him of the ribis is considered four sa'a, which is what a zuz is worth. So what is it? How's Beis Hillel going to learn? Beis Hillel says that even if it's not worth a shavu pruta here, maybe it's worth a shavu pruta in Madai. I hear there's a psik on pachas mi pruta, since here it's worth less than a pruta. It's considered psik on less than a pruta. The determining price is less than a pruta, which is because the price is determined by what it's worth here. So it would appear that we can say that the whole ikar yisod that gather kesef kedushin is together shivui. And the dinin of psikas damim, that you establish a price for the value, that's only according to Beis Shammai, you learn from Amma. And it's Xeris HaKosov, that the Kesef Shivui, that the Kesef Kedushin is a Kesef Shivui. But Beis Hillel doesn't learn from Amma, they don't hold of this at all. And then Lakushta de Milsa, the truth of the matter is that Lefi Beis Hillel, Kesef Kedushin is not meaning Shivui Piron Klal. Therefore, you don't need psikas damim. If you don't need psikas damim, in Mele, you can give less than a pruta here. And it doesn't matter that the psika is on less than a pruta because you don't need psika's damim. And if it's worth a pruta elsewhere, so then you have proper kesef kinyan. And this, of course, is like the Taz, who says that b'kedusha isha, shivui isn't shaykh at all. And this is a big, much larger discussion, kayadua, b'chol mishei pam lamad mesechas kedusha be'iyun, tchilas ha-mesechta. And obviously this is a very broad topic, and Yiratzon Shen Nizke Lachzor Lishnos Perek Zeh Lil Modu Lelame Lishmo Lasta Kaims Kol Dere Sam Terasa V'Yahava Main V'Yamein and Baruch Hashem. We saw Yisodos Minaflaim and in these two shiurim, and hopefully I would like to discuss, if Hashem gives us the koach and the moch and the simchas chaim, I'd like to discuss this yisod of Ein Eirovon Moel B'Kiddushin that we talked about in the shir, but hopefully that's for another time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.